What's that noise? Oh, no, it can't be. I know that sound, but it can't. It can't be. It can't. Mother!
What are you doing up here, Kim?
Mother, I was...
Answer the question, Kim. There's nothing worse than a recalcitrant boy.
But, Mother, I was...
Never mind. I can guess what a filthy little boy like yourself would have been doing up here all alone without supervision.
No, Mother, I was just...
You were just what? I declare, I will never understand boys. Were you playing with a frog? Touching a dirty little animal up here in your nice, clean room? Where is it? Open your drawers. Open them up and let me see.
But, Mother...
Don't you but mother me. Why don't you obey? If I only had a little girl, she would do what I asked without any backtalk. That's what I wanted, you know. A little girl who would play with pretty clean dolls and jump rope. Not a disobedient, unclean little man like you.
Oh, Mother...
Don't you dare cry in front of me. Boys are incapable of true tears. They only weep when in trouble or when they hurt themselves at their nasty little games. Then they come crying back to Mother. Dirty noses running. Stop simpering. You aren't fooling me. You're hiding something. What is it? Tell me.
I'm not.
Enough. Look at this room. It's a pigsty. When was the last time you did anything to tidy it? Look at the walls. Why do you think I had them painted white? So I can see your smudgy little handprints on them? Now I'll have to get bleach and wash them all over again. I don't know why I bother with you. I should make you lick them clean, you filthy, filthy boy.